Hi, it's Alice here, and I am your guide as we travel through The Looking Glass, where you will experience inspiring, transformative, and cosmic conversations to enhance your life and personal evolution. I am so excited and delighted that you're here to explore how we can have greater fun, flow, freedom, and fulfillment on this amazing journey through time and space with the power of quantum connection. So let's get this show on the road. Hello, friends. It's Alice here, and I'd like to welcome you to my Sunset series for 2021. This is my first podcast of the year, and it's one of a three-part series that I'm calling the Aikido of Alignment. And in this series, what I want to share with you are some of the precious and ancient nuggets of wisdom that I drew from my Aikido sensei in Japan on how to apply the principles of Aikido to our lives for greater peace, harmony, and flow. I'd like to dedicate this podcast to the loving memory of Lauren, her beautiful mother, and send endless love and light to Lauren and all of her loved ones at this difficult time. This one's for you. In the new year, every year, the Japanese say, Omedetou gozaimasu. Congratulations. And I would say congratulations are in order if you have made it to 2021. If we look in the rearview mirror, what was that crazy ask, global crisis at scale, political parodies being streamed 24/7? That was really something. So if you're here and your heart is beating, that alone is worth celebrating, my friend. Given last year, late December, I was rummaging through my emotional and spiritual toolkit with intensity to find the right tools and techniques to help me keep true to my course, keep perspective, and keep it real when shit gets real. And it certainly did last year. So it's time to set the scene for a new chapter, a new beginning with fresh intentions, promise, and possibilities. And I don't know if you're in the practice of selecting a word of the year, but it's something that I've been doing over the past sort of 6 years. And it's something I love because a word of the year is like an anchor for me. It's something that helped ground me, a mantra that I can bring my mind and my focus back to, no matter what's being thrown at me in any given day. So my word for 2021 is celebrate. To celebrate is to appreciate. And the more we appreciate, the more we celebrate. I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate me. I want to celebrate all of us as a species, our collective breakthroughs, our shifts in consciousness, cultivating deeper gratitude and focus through crisis and unprecedented change. When we celebrate and really feel appreciation and gratitude on a regular or frequent basis, we feel more peaceful, present, and sane. We also create the space for others to feel celebrated, honored, and appreciated, which sets the scene for not only healthy and happy and rewarding and fulfilling relationships, but it's also one of the pillars to establishing change, stable and sustainable change in large-scale organizations. It's a key lever when it comes to cultural change. And it's important to us as individuals. Those high-trust personal relationships that are so important in our lives, we know one of the most important things that we can do in those connections is create that space, be able to hold that space, that others can feel celebrated. And we know how to celebrate ourselves. And when we celebrate, we spread serotonin. We feel good. We help others feel good. It helps us live more harmoniously with one another. It can also help us to meet those unexpected emotional guests and events that none of us were prepared for. Loss. Deep loss, devastation, grief, endings, beginnings, change, and all of the transitions in between those phases. So if we come back to mantras, I love having a word of the year because I know that for the next 350 odd days, I will be able to anchor back to the idea of celebration. It will encourage me to dig deeper around what celebration means to me, how I celebrate myself, how I celebrate others. And that then allows me to create a spaciousness to hold a space for others to also feel celebrated and help cue them or prompt them or perhaps inspire them to celebrate themselves in the same way. Appreciating whatever we've been dealt with helps us to keep perspective. It helps us to stay open-minded and curious, which primes us to learn and be open to the opportunities that are presented. When the seas are rough, we can anchor back to a mantra, a word of the year, a focus, whatever it is that you use, to appreciate more of what's unfolding around you, to feel less resistance against what's happening and what is, to feel more grateful that everything that's happening around you is unfolding exactly as it needs to. One of the heart-expanding questions I ask myself every day, I focus on my heart and do an appreciation and gratitude meditation every morning. I don't even get out of bed until I've had 30 minutes in deep gratitude. And it used to take discipline, and now I do it because I'm hooked on it, because it's such an incredible high. And some days it's more a mellow, peaceful, relaxed feeling. But when you really start to tap into that space of deep appreciation and gratitude and celebrating all that you are experiencing day to day, that will shift your focus in the most powerful way. There are many, many things, most things, in fact, outside of our control in this universe. One of the things we can control is our focus. And your focus determines your reality. That's an Alice Crawley signature statement just right there, I just realized. I'll say it again. Your focus determines your reality. What you see in the world is what the world is for you. That's the camera lens you need to focus on and make sure that you're getting right and is true for you. We'll still get thrown around and the waters won't always be smooth. But when we find these tools, these anchors, a way of grounding back to that universal source of energy that is within us at depth through a simple word or a mantra, we go below those turbulent surface waters, down to that core, safe, dark, still, quiet, and peaceful space within us. The more that we connect with this place, the more consciousness we cultivate, the more appreciation we create. The more space we have to be ourselves and to allow others to be themselves and to connect in a more meaningful way with depth and heart. Whether it's a word of the day or whatever mantra or technique or tool you use, having something that helps you to step back and watch the crazy antics of our cosmos and our own mind, the more we get lessons, the more we learn. And with practice, we get better at paying reverence to the gifts, no matter how painful, difficult, or shocking the circumstances. And it helps us stay more open to what's unfolding. I lived in Japan in the early 90s, which frankly, sometimes was like living in outer space. So back then, 1993, there were far fewer English-speaking gaijin, foreigners, peppered throughout the country. And it could be very isolating. something which all of us know a lot more about after the year that was. I lived in Kyoto City, one of the two stunning old capitals of Japan, with quintessential geishas, legendary temples, and dojos, where we practice martial arts like Aikido, meditate, and study ancient Eastern philosophies like that of the samurai warriors. Now, that cohort, as a side note, they were a hardcore bunch, my friend. They were some Quentin Tarantino medieval-ass badasses. They had great expressions like, refresh your mind with death every morning, which I appreciate sounds pretty dark, but the truth within that is that when you remind yourself every morning that you are blessed to be alive and breathing with a heartbeat and connected to this universe in the most fundamental way, you set yourself up for a pretty strong, grateful day. I loved the practices and the teachings of the ancient samurai, the Buddhist monks, and the martial arts masters. Still, I went from Toronto, Canada to Tokyo overnight, and I felt like I'd woken up on another planet. It was one of the most jarring cultural shocks up to my life in that point. Calcutta later was another story. That's a conversation for another time. I got to Japan and the level of protocol and formality in communication and social etiquette was astounding, fascinating, respectful, and complicated. What's interesting is that they make it complicated for a reason. In feudal Japan, the samurai warriors wouldn't write down their trade secrets on how to be a badass. They passed their teachings down through the spoken word, through martial arts classes and lessons. It was handed down orally, and they deliberately built complexity into the dialects to make it difficult for other tribes to access the secrets of their teaching. Pretty wild stuff. I love the history of language and etymology, but that's a conversation for another time also. So here I am back in Japan in the 1993. And I'm hitting the sake and the karaoke machines like crazy, meeting fascinating people. There were teenagers dressed up like gothic little Bo Peep, toilets with LED lights and sound effects. And yet they had these ancient, archaic and precious practices like tea ceremony, kendo, and aikido. It's very highly innovative and a future-focused culture, but underpinned by these extraordinarily old beliefs and philosophies. So one of the things I appreciated most about living in Japan was working with an amazing aikido sensei. And he called me by my Japanese name, Arisu. Aikido, technically speaking, is a Japanese martial art, but it goes much, much deeper than that. It's a universal approach on how to unite and harmonize with our universe and everything and everyone in it. I, AI, is harmony. Ki is source energy, your spirit, the universal spirit which flows through you constantly, and Do is the way, Aikido, often referred to as the way of harmonious spirit. Aikido is how we align to and allow what is. Now, it's taken decades to integrate the teachings from my Kyoto sensei. It was years later when I realized at depth that what he was really teaching me was how to find peace and harmony in how I exist in the world by aligning my ki, my spirit, with that of universal force and spirit. He taught me about getting to know my inner and outer opponents. Inner opponents like self-doubt and fear and hesitation and anxiety. Outer opponents are things like unexpected pandemic or delusional world leaders. I remember my Aikido sensei saying to me, and this has resonated deeply over the years, it's made all the difference when I'm facing a challenging situation or character. He looked at me and said, Arisu, when you look into the heart of your enemy, you will see that there is no enemy at all. That was above my pay grade at the time. I wasn't ready for it then, and he knew that. But he planted a seed of truth for me to appreciate and cultivate for decades after. A mantra to remember that the principles of Aikido and how we embrace what is thrown to us, what comes to us, what we draw into our experience, makes all the difference. And he went on to say, Alice, you must say yes to everything in life. And he wasn't saying, say yes to every social commitment or opportunity or invite. No, no, no. He was saying to me, meet whatever comes your way with openness and grace and gratitude. Invite it in, no matter how confronting. And then you neutralize it and harmonize with it. That's the essence of the Aikido way of life. The other truth bomb, which has always stayed with me, is what he said to me about keeping my spirit strong. And I had a moment with him, which I will remember as long as I draw breath. He looked me straight in the eye and spoke straight to my heart and said, see to it that your spirit is never broken. He was speaking to the power of celebrating everything and everyone in our path, that it may never break our spirit. And that doesn't mean we love it all or want it all or even feel like we can deal with it on any given day. It can get uncomfortable and painful and confusing. There is no perfect with this practice of keeping a strong spirit. It's a practice. What my sensei was asking me to do was allow it more. Allow these inner and outer opponents, find a way to meet the fear, the memories, the bullies, the heartbreak, the devastating loss. Meet it with appreciation and to celebrate that everything and everyone that happens is part of my greater evolution. Our key, our spirit, is how we connect with ourselves, others, and the ultimate source of energy in this universe. If you are breathing now, which I hope you are, you have ki. And if your heart is beating, which I hope it is, you have spirit. And you can connect to universal power that surges through you at any point in time, all the time, as much or as often as you need. That's on tap for you. I have never appreciated and celebrated my sensei's words more than I do now. All too often, we think we need New Year's or an anniversary or some major milestone to celebrate. And that's important. Equally important, if not more important, is celebrating as often as you can all that you already have and all that you already are. For all that has been and all that will be. For all that you are and all that you will be. For all that you've had and all that you've lost, all of it. Ancient masters have understood for millennia how important it is to learn the practice of appreciation and celebration, because it keeps our heart and our spirit strong no matter what the opponent we face. We cannot be broken. I have a choice. You have a choice. We always have a choice about what we focus on. We can focus on the growth, the lesson. We can celebrate the pain, the difficulty, the easy, knowing that the greatest pain often contains the greatest gifts. And sometimes we're just not in the space to be ready for that. And that's okay. But when we are ready to receive those gifts and those blessings, to tilt the camera lens in such a way that we allow and believe and trust that what's coming into our experience are important teachers for us and our journey, we learn to appreciate more. And as we practice that appreciation, we attract more of what we want into our experience. Celebrating what is helps us to feel better, live better, and love better. And Then there's times when there's blocks that we need to clear before we can celebrate full throttle, and that's okay too. Wherever you're on, the path is perfect. All we can really control is our focus. What we can control is what we focus on. Our focus determines our reality. That's the camera lens that we need to get right. And it's through our focus that we choose how much we have to appreciate and celebrate in our world to keep our spirit strong by resisting less and allowing more, by denying less and trusting more, and finding a way to move with what is. And we never get there, by the way. Yeah, like we're never done. From a quantum perspective, we're in a constant state of flux made of the same quantum matter as everything else and everyone else in the universe. And energy can't be destroyed. It can only be transmuted. So if you think about it, that we are in a long karmic hall of constant evolution, well, we might as well celebrate each step of the journey, right? Still, that's not to say that you won't get frustrated, tired, cranky, have meltdowns, experience deep grief and despair. We all move through that. This is not about suppressing or repressing our emotions. Celebration is, in fact, about appreciating those emotions, giving expression to them, and then releasing them so that we can reset again and again and again. And the more you celebrate in whatever way you want to celebrate, the more you learn to appreciate everything in your path. It's remarkable how many more opportunities and possibilities start to open up. When you start to focus on what it is that you appreciate, the teachers, the blessing, trusting that there is no good, no bad, no right, no wrong. There is no judgment in this practice of aligning to our best selves. We all stumble and fall and get messy and fall apart, get the lesson and line up and do it again. That's the path. Let's not romanticize the spiritual journey. The road to enlightenment gets messy. And my sensei would remind me, Arisu. He would say this all in Japanese, by the way, but I'm obviously saying it to you in language because, you know, I figure we might be, just breaking it down for you. So my Aikido sensei would say to me, the moment you go against your opponent, you have gone against the harmony of the universe. The moment you push against what is, you have already lost. When we resist what is, it limits our spirit. It extinguishes our light and diminishes our power. It blocks you from the greatest power available to you, the endless source of universal energy and power which flows through all of us. When we choose to connect with it, when we choose to celebrate that, we learn to flow more with the light and the dark and the difficult and the easy and the expected and the unexpected. We learn to meet, appreciate, and almost invite those inner and outer opponents as our teachers, our guides to growth. Even COVID, which has almost broke some of us in two. But we can choose to focus on the opportunity that has come with this. When you do that, you keep your spirit strong and your heart expanded and your mind focused. By celebrating who you really are, a limitless being, connected with the breath of universal energy and power. When you start to see that on a frequent basis, on a more regular basis, deeply appreciating everything in your experience, you will start to see more gold within that chaos than you thought possible. To be clear, I'm not talking about being violently delusional. We must allow ourselves to feel the emotion and keep perspective in the grander view of things. As Buko, one of the ancient Eastern philosophers, said, stick to the larger view of things. If your vision is narrow, your spirit will be narrow. When in doubt, zoom out. I mean, let's face it, we are limitless, powerful quantum beings, but speck of dust in the scope of things, speck of dust on a planet within galaxies upon galaxies, so many galaxies, my friends. Get this, I got to just interject this into the conversation. This is going totally off script. I was listening to Brian Cox, this rock star astrophysicist, talking about the size of the universe, and they can only measure up to 15 billion galaxies. They can only measure 15 billion, you know. And they think within those 15 billion galaxies, there could be another 15 billion galaxies. 15 billion galaxies replicated as far as your mind and consciousness can expand. So the universe is big. In the immortal words of Douglas Adam, the universe is big. It's very big. The universe is vast and we are vast. When we can step back, find a tool or a mantra or a focus point to help us shift our perspective and have objectivity and recognize that everything and everyone and every event is something that can be celebrated and appreciated. It helps us to keep things in their right place. And I remember my sensei saying to me, when you keep your spirit strong, you will experience no wounds whatsoever. So as we sail off into the unknown waters of the new adventures at sea this year, we don't know what to expect. But what we do know is that it's teeming with opportunities and unlimited possibilities for us all. We can trust that. Bank that. Because our focus determines our reality. Our reality is what we focus on. Choose love. Let it be love over fear. And whether you choose a word of the year or a mantra, or coming back to your breathing or your precious, precious heartbeat, in the moments of pain and confusion and vulnerability, know that you can always stay connected to the source of universal spirit which fuels all of us. And that source is limitless quantum energy. And when you stay tuned into that, you can know with absolute certainty that you are safe and you are loved and you are blessed. You are exactly where you need to be, right here, right now. That is worth celebrating. Celebrate the universal love, light, and power that is you. Not in you, it is you. You are made of the same matter of everything in this ridiculously oversized universe that's still expanding, by the way. They can't even get a metric on that at how quickly the universe is expanding. So yes, thank you, Douglas Adams. The universe is big, very big. Word to that. Celebrate all that you are and all that you will be through the twists, the turns, the corkscrews, and uncertainty and confusion. Whatever pain, triumph, disaster, or mind-bending change you are experiencing, you will surface to a new vantage point. You will shift to a new level of consciousness. You will see more clearly. You will have deeper wisdom to share with others in need, and that includes you. Find a word that resonates with you. Celebrate it. Or find a mantra. Let it be your meditation point through all seasons. Let it be something that makes your heart sing and makes you feel loved. Most importantly, see to it that your spirit is never, ever broken. Wishing you peace, love, and light for the year ahead. Sayonara. That's Japanese for good night. From Alice here in sunny Sydney. Peace out, my friend. Please be well. Thank you for joining me in another adventure through the looking glass with me, Alice, your personal guide, as we access the power of quantum connection to help you align to your unlimited abundance possibilities and potential. Until next time, remember who you are, a quantum being of infinite love and light. Have fun, stay well, and enjoy the journey.